Hey there, welcome to the No Holds Barred podcast, your inspirational in your face and no bullshit show, where I motivate you to live the life that you deserve. My name is Eva and thanks for joining me here today. Today we are going to be talking about toxic people, and I actually really like talking about toxic people. I don't particularly like having them in my life, but I like talking about them because there is a way to actually repel them. And I don't mean like repel them like you're going to keep them away from you forever. But when you do come across toxic people, there is a way where you can almost stop them dead in their tracks, and then they just eventually go away, or they just shut the fuck up like they should anyway. So I'm a pretty positive, happy, bubbly kind of person, and I try to spread sunshine everywhere, and I'm kind of crazy in my own little special way. But every now and again, I run across somebody that really ruffles my feathers and really kind of pushes me and tests my limits. And that actually happened to me in a Facebook group that I belong to. Somebody had made a comment about something, and I diplomatically replied. I try to keep everything pretty pleasant in groups where there's other entrepreneurs and stuff like that. And I diplomatically replied. So this person came back with another comment, and I thought, oh, I can see this is not going to go well. So I think I should probably just shut the fuck up right now, because what's going to happen is that if I engage in this ridiculous battle with this person, we could still be doing this, and it could go on for hours and hours and days. And I don't want to be part of that. So I stopped the conversation on my end, and I politely removed myself from the conversation and told said person that I was removing myself, that I didn't see that it was going to end very well for either, for any of us, and I backed out of the conversation. That happened, it happened the night before. I bowed out of the conversation, and today that conversation is still going on, and it's still a heated sort of battle. And I thought, man, I could have got wrapped up in that fucking thing for 2 days. I don't have the time or energy to waste on bullshit like that. When you come across people or groups that you can see that it's going to be heated, or you have a sense that it's not going to end well, or you have, you know, when you got like, you get your, like your little spidey senses going, and you know that the shit's just not going to be right, that something is going to not end well. Somebody's going to get really fucking pissed. There's going to be yelling. There's going to be whatever. You have the choice to step away. That's your choice. It's your decision to back away from it and to remove yourself from the toxic people, from the toxic situation. It's your choice to leave, to just say, you know what? I don't really want to be part of this, so I'm going to just back out now. They can either say, okay, or fuck you, or whatever, or ignore you. It doesn't matter. It's your choice. How much, you know, do you want to waste your energy? Here, let me put it to you this way. Do you want to spend or waste your energy yelling, fighting, arguing? And there's a saying that says, let me see if I can remember it. When you argue with a fool, there's two fools, or something like that. I don't remember it word for word. You know, we're here to be happy. We're here to just be in joy. We're here to just, you know, have fun, have a happy life, have happy connections. You know, I do kind of see life through rose-colored glasses sometimes, but I'm not totally naive. I do get that sometimes, you know, we can't always be happy. Shit does go wrong. For the most part, you can be happy. And when you see things are going to go wrong or not well in any situation or conversation, just leave. Just say, you know what, I got to go. Can we change the subject? This conversation isn't going to be a good conversation, or whatever the case may be. You have the choice. You have the choice to back out, to leave, to walk away, to change the topic. You don't have to engage with toxic people. You don't have to be a pawn in their game. You don't have to. Walk away. Just walk away. You can do that. And let me tell you, it is so liberating when you do that. That fight from 2 days ago is still going on, and I'm not having any part of it. And I could have carried on, and I'd still be in the middle of that fucking fight, and I'd still be freaking out. Life is too short to waste on shit like that. Don't waste your time on stuff like that. That's my message for you guys today. I hope you got a little bit out of that. I now have to do a little bit of self-promotion shit. Shameless self-promotion. You can find me over on my Facebook page, Amazing Me Movement. You can also find me on my website, amazingmemovement.com. And if you're on Medium, I am on Medium under Eva Ursano. I hope you got something out of this message, and I will catch you guys next time. Thanks for listening.